That's our outro.
Should we do the show?
Yeah.
All right.
Welcome to another episode of the Amateur Tarot Pod. On this podcast, we two thoughtful, non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That was Ben.
And that is Kevin. And we're your hosts. And we're here to solve all your problems in one short half hour.
Just a little half hour. Usually the first episode runs a little bit longer.
Maybe.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. All right, now that I've screwed in the water bottle and put it away.
Perfect.
We can...
We're not going to get all of our equipment wet here.
Nope. We can now exit the podcast foyer into the podcast living room.
I think we're kind of still in the foyer because we still have to like tell everybody the rundown.
Yeah, that's true.
Of our show. So we're walking our way.
We're walking.
Yeah, we're walking. We're meandering. So for those that don't know, we start off our episodes with a performance review.
And then after the performance review, we get into the heart of the show, the spread. We spread three cards onto the table, and in the order that we draw them, they represent the recent past, the current actions, and the future 100%. We'll never discuss this. Then we get into the heart of the show, the spread. And what happens in this segment of the show is somebody in the past has asked us a question, and then we resurface that question and answer it using the tarot. And the way that we do that is simple. It's just three cards that, in the order that we draw them, represent the recent past, the current action, and the future 100%. I can't do it now because I showed off before where I just did it off the top of my head.
Whoa.
I don't know if we can do the show.
No, we are definitely doing the show.
I've lost.
I'm going to be out of town all week, all weekend, so we have to do the show.
I've lost my groove.
You'll get your emperor, you will get your groove back.
I was going to take this out of the show, but now I feel like it's integral to the show.
I think we're just going to have to add it to the end. We came up with our outro post-show.
I think the whole show is about me getting my groove back. Let me take it again. We draw three cards, which, in the order that we draw them, represent the recent past, the current action, and the future 100% money-back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only. Outcome. Got it in three.
That was good.
I stumbled a little, but I did get there. But for the record, state that I did it without looking at anything earlier.
Yeah, like not even 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have wasted the good one on me.
I did. And just like we wasted the pre-show, content was wasted.
Yep.
I was going to say the other thing that I just know now, like I just know the amateur tarot phone number. There's just a phone number that's in my head.
And I don't know it.
That's fine. Just in 150 episodes, you will.
Yeah, and I'll probably give it out to my hairdresser.
Yeah.
Okay, so after we do the spread, we do the card of the week, and then we do the outro, and then we send everybody home with a nice little...
Depending on when you're listening, maybe we're sending them to work.
But we could be sending you to work, which would be kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
But I don't know, maybe it'll start your day off in a good mood.
Yeah. Maybe you're like, oh, Mondays, but then you listen to our show, and you're like, Mondays.
I actually do get pretty excited when I wake up in the morning and see that a new episode has been uploaded.
Even though you've already done it?
Yeah. Nice. I'm like, if you were like a football player, you know, they watch film.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, because also you do the editing. So I'm like, oh, I wonder what made it in. I wonder if Ben made me look good in this point or if he took out that part where I flubbed a little bit. And usually you do. You're a pretty good co-host.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Man, this is going to be a tough one.
I don't think so. We're getting our groove. We're out of the foyer. We're into the living room.
I feel much more comfortable. I've taken my shoes off.
Yep.
And you've got your podcasting shorts on.
I've got my podcasting shorts on. I specifically wore them this week. And you know what else I have? What? I have Alan Oaken's book. And I knew that it was fate that these are my podcasting shorts because they actually fit into my back pocket of them.
Oh, the book.
Yeah, the pocket guide to the...
Yeah, okay.
It's called The Pocket Guide to the Tarot.
And it fits in your pocket. Of the podcast shorts.
Yep.
I'm excited for you to get invited to like read at somebody's wedding and then you show up in the podcast shorts.
I might have to have wedding shorts and podcast shorts.
Formal shorts.
Yeah.
They have that like little stripe that tuxedos have.
Right. Yeah. Could you imagine inviting me to like, you know, be at your wedding or like be like the I don't know what they're called, the officiant
yeah.
at the wedding. And like, instead of having like a Bible or like something of meaningful text to read from, I pull
out. You have the Pocket Guide to the Tarot by Alan Oaken. And then you start reading it and it's just like, the Three of Swords is blah, 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 blah. Although that would also be the worst card to draw because it's about heartbreak.
Yeah.
So don't draw the Three of Swords.
Yep.
Maybe read like the Four of Wands, which is about a wedding.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would do that.
That's a good one.
Perfect. Well, I think we should probably jump into our performance review.
Yes.
But before we do that, I have found what our banger is going to be.
Okay.
But I think we need a lawyer lol.
Okay.
To know if we can use it.
My guess is that like if we need a lawyer lol, the answer is probably no, but.
Oh, we do a lot of like things to like keep ourselves safe on this podcast, you know, play it safe.
Right.
But I know that like there's International Sampling Act or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So where you can play like a little snippet of music and there's no commercial benefit that we're getting from it. Right?
I guess no.
And if it's only like five.
Yeah, definitely. The check doesn't come every. There's no check that comes every week that I just keep to myself. That would be crazy.
Okay. Well, first of all, I know you're lying because that would go to Brian.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, maybe he's got money that he's not sharing.
Well, it's not. This is going to put us in a pickle because we're going to share that money okay, with fine, who fine, I'm fine.
Yeah. It's for commercial, personal, non-commercial use.
Right.
Okay.
And only a sample of it.
Okay.
And it's for, it's called Truth Hurts by Lizzo. I'm sure you've heard
it. I know that song.
Yeah. I just think that that is very on the nose.
About the performance review?
And there's a part, yeah, where it says, Truth Hurts, something, something, something. And then it goes, bum, bum, be dum, be dum, bum, be.
Cha-da-hee. We're in the performance review.
Whew.
We're here. Throw an auto-tune on that and we're good.
Okay. That will be on our performance
I'm going to have review. A lot of fun editing this week. Now, recall that the performance review is lagged by a week. So you have to remember back two episodes ago to know what we're critiquing ourselves on today.
Yeah. And if you don't remember that episode, Maggie.
Go listen to it, maybe with a friend.
Yes. So I'm not going to tell you about that episode.
No. You can tell.
Oh, okay. Maggie asked about her husband's service. It was
ending.
That's
right.
Yeah.
The Ace of Pentacles was there. One question that we asked on that episode, we had mentioned five elements, the pentacle, which represented the five elements. And we said, obviously, earth, wind, water, fire. And then I said love because I think that's on a TV show or something. Then apparently a lot of people were yelling at their radio or their podcast player. Then the answer was spirit. And Christina helpfully pointed that out in the Facebook group, that the fifth element is spirit.
I mean, that makes sense. Sure. But love is pretty close.
Yeah.
I will say. Also, is the TV show that you were talking about Captain Planet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you said, like, the fifth element.
Yeah.
It's not the name of the show, though.
Okay.
The fifth element is a movie with Bruce Willis, I'm pretty sure.
What's the fifth element in that fifth element?
It's this woman that has red hair.
Oh.
And I don't know the actress's name, but I think she's a pretty famous actress.
I don't know any actresses' names for the most part. So now we know the plot of Fifth Element, and we also know that the real fifth element is spirit.
Correct. The other thing that we had in the performance review that we were called out on is that Maggie said we don't know anything about military service.
And that is empirically true.
It is
and
true.
And still true today.
It's very true.
She shared a lot of helpful things in that Facebook post. And much like the tarot, we didn't bother to learn. And so here we are.
Yeah.
We'll take the heat, but.
We're going to have a spinoff episode. It's the Amateur Military Podcast.
Yeah. Where we slowly learn everything there is to know about the military.
I feel like that would take us a while. Kind of like the tarot.
Yeah.
Here we are, episode 140.
Just an amateur line of products, podcasts.
Yeah.
Amateur engineering.
We can't do like amateur politics because you're going to be a professional.
I have a career. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amateur war reenactment. I guess that maybe falls under military.
Yeah. That'll be a subcategory of the military.
Well, it'll be a mini series on the podcast.
Yeah. We can do a 10 episode vlog about it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
This will be good. We'll throw a whole TM wrapper around that one.
Yep.
All right. That's the performance review.
Bum, bum, be dum, be dum, bum, be. We know what we're doing. We're going to Queerance Corner.
That's where we're headed right now. We have arrived.
We are here.
in Queerance Corner. And this week, we have a question from Tammy. Tammy has a very simple question. She wants to know, will I be able to sell 10 houses over the next year? That's it.
Yep.
Now, when does the year start? Today?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I mean,
today, August 26th.
Is that what today is? I thought today was August 21st.
Yeah, but when this podcast goes live, it'll be August 26th.
Oh, yeah, good.
So does it start the 21st when we're talking about this question, the 26th when this episode is published, a year from whenever Tammy asked us this question, or does Tammy only have 5 months left when 2019 ends?
No, I'm going to go with it starts on August 26th.
Okay. The official start date of the year is August 26th, 2019. On August 26th, which way will it go? Will it be the 25th or the 27th will be the Monday next year?
I think we'll just go with the 25th. But wait, next year's a leap year.
So maybe it'll be exactly the same.
No, it would be she has till August 24th.
Double pushed. So she has August 24th. So she's got 363 days. All right. So on August 24th, 2019, we'll check in. On the houses.
Maybe.
Mental note.
Yeah.
Lock it in.
Let me add a calendar.
Reminder. Yeah.
I don't know if 10 houses is a lot of houses.
No, we have no way of knowing.
I mean, it's around one a month. I guess you take December off for Christmas.
And yeah, then, and then summer break month.
June
or whatever.
Or maybe your birthday month you take
off. Yeah, you take the whole month off. And then you're just hustling 29 days to sell the house on the 30th day.
Yeah.
And then you get one day off.
But you also get the extra day.
Right.
In February.
Yeah, next year. Yeah.
Basically, my pre-advice is that I think this is doable, knowing nothing about
real estate. All right. Amateur real estate podcast. That'll be another.
Yeah.
Well, should we try it? Wait, do we have pre-advice?
We don't know anything about selling homes, so.
No. Fake it till you make it.
Okay.
Be confident. Coffee's for closers. Always be closing.
Here's my pre-advice. I do sell things. And I was in a previous life, I worked in finance.
Okay.
And I read the news and they're talking about a possible.
So you're an expert.
Yeah. At pre-advice.
Okay.
In this situation, there's been a lot of talk about recessionary pressures going forward. I think that would normally say that's scary. The signals are going early enough that people maybe are pulling their money out of the stock market. So it's not going to be fluctuating, it's not going to be moving. It's just going to be in cash. And then when the recession happens, obviously prices of houses will dip a little bit. So people are going to start buying houses. So I don't think it's going to hit the housing market as much.
Okay.
And so I think this is doable.
Okay.
My pre-advice is to just ride the wave.
All right. Ride the wave. Let's see what the cards have to say.
Also, I do want to add that I don't have any licensing anymore in the financial industry, but you cannot take my words as fate. I'm not giving you advice here. This
entertainment
is just
purposes
me.
Only.
This is for entertainment.
Kevin is entertaining. Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?
It's shuffled. We're going into the past. Flip.
The Queen of Cups.
We've had this one.
We have. Cups are about passion.
No.
Cups are about water, right?
Yeah.
Water's about, emotions.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
And the queen's also a water.
Yep.
So it's water.
Double water. Glug.
Tammy is... Well, I'll explain the card first.
Yeah, good.
So the Queen of Cups is sitting on a throne over a river, holding a chalice of some sort that has two talons on it, which I think are half moons. There's two cherubs above this. She's adorned in white with a mosaic cape that kind of goes down to the beach below her into some colorful pebbles below.
The Queen of Cups is that water card. So she's very strong in the emotional sense. She understands her own emotions and she understands other people's emotions and she understands how to lead by using those emotions.
So I like this card for two reasons.
Okay.
And one is that it doesn't necessarily apply to the question.
Okay.
Which is cool. Because it's not this basically just summed up the question. But I think that this card describes Tammy very well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So high emotional IQ. and kind of leads with that. She's kind of like the head of her household, you know.
And she wants to put you in a household.
She wants you to put you in a household.
Do you think that if we sell 10 houses to the amateur tarot lol community, we should get a kickback?
Yeah, this is actually an ad.
This whole podcast sponsored by Tammy.
That's awesome.
All right, so into the present. Flip.
Oh, another queen.
Queen of Wands. We've like had this combo before, haven't we?
I don't think we've had. Oh, we have actually. Maybe not together.
I thought we had like Queen of Cups into Queen of Wands.
I know what episode it would have been on.
I can't do this on my phone calculator. I was going to calculate the probability of that. It's very low. The odds of getting any tarot card is like 1.3%. That's the odds of drawing any tarot card.
What's 1.3% times 1.3%?
Right. I guess I could do that times point. A percent of a percent.
Oh, wow.
And then doing that twice?
Yeah.
That's like nothing. That's right. Minuscule. So the odds of that happening are low if that indeed did happen.
I want to say that it did.
I think it did.
I know we definitely had a queen and a queen back.
So that would be like a percent of a percent of a percent. That's like six zeros.
If it was these exact cards in this exact order.
I think they were present future.
It was present future.
But it was these two cards.
It was definitely the Queen of Wands. I can't quote the Queen of Cups, but it was definitely the Queen of Wands.
Sorry, Tammy, that you sponsored this whole podcast, and then we got sidetracked on a big conversation about probability.
We're geeked out by this, too.
Yeah.
I know what episode it was. It was the one where we did like the two 140s or the two...
The two 130-something.
Yeah.
The two 130.
I think
ones.
It was the second of that of those.
Okay.
Ones. Yeah. It was Bronwyn's question.
Well, here we are.
Here we are.
Back again.
Anyway, Queen of Wands is sitting on a throne facing us with the cat at her feet. She's wearing a yellow robe, sitting on this throne that has two lions buttressing her, and then kind of like an ornate backdrop, and then she's like in a desert with some mountains in the background.
Oh yeah, and there's a cat on this card, which we learned about in a performance review segment of the past, that cats are about being aware of your surroundings and keeping an eye out for things, being watchful, and it's the only cat in the whole deck.
We definitely had this card.
All right, so here's where I'm going with this. So we had the Queen of Cups, high EQ, that's the past. That's been successful, but now to move these 10 houses in 12 months, but 2 months for vacation, so 10 houses in 10 months, you're going to have to be aware of like what's going on. You're going to have to kind of get fired up because that's what the Queen of Wands is about. And then you're going to have to like be looking for opportunities and be looking for like a foot in the door rather than just like relying on your emotions and your EQ and sort of like getting a feel for people, which is a little more passive. This and like waiting for the right moment and like trying to connect on an emotional level. Now you got to get fired up. You got to get amped up to sell these houses. You got to like be looking out for the next opportunity and you got to move.
Yeah. And it's now because that's the present. I just like, you need to go now and do it.
You can't rely on the host of Amateur Tarot to just sell these 10 houses for you, but they are going fast. So you better buy now.
Yeah. Exactly.
You wouldn't believe deals.
Rates have never been this low.
Yeah. Houses, right? I love living in a house.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I get home, nothing feels better than walking into a brand new house, that new house smell.
And once you have that house, remember to partner with the best HVAC system ever.
Yes.
Train.
Not an ad. All right. Moving into the future. We got a major arcana. I was going to say an MA, but that also could be the minor arcana.
It is the Hanged Man.
Yeah.
We've never had this card before.
It's a new one for you.
It's a new one for me. And I mean, I think when I was doing my research, I think like 11 was the card that I stopped on.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't remember which one it was.
I don't remember either.
But 12.
I wasn't doing the research with you.
Yeah. I think 12 is, yeah, way too far. My ADD did not let me have that. So the Hangman is on a tree, upside down, with his hands behind his back. He's got one leg up in the air, one leg kind of crooked. He's upside down. The tree is like a T, and he's got like a halo. Like, he looks angelic.
Halo.
There it is. Can we auto-tune that?
Mashup.
But he looks like awake and alert. Like, he doesn't look like he's in pain. And he's got this angelic halo behind him. So my initial reaction to looking at this card is, oh, wow, this isn't going to be a good card. And now I'm kind of looking at it like, I don't know. He seems to kind of be chilling, like he's supposed to be in that position.
The name is kind of scary, but the card itself is not. So this is a cool one because it's got a nice story, which is that this guy came to a fork in the road and was trying to figure out which way he wanted to go. So he climbs up the tree to try to get some better vantage. And then he slips and he gets caught upside down. Now he's looking at the world upside down. He's got this new perspective.
That's cool. I like that. So it's just about new perspectives.
Yep. It's about contemplation and getting a different view on the situation.
Yeah. And I think, and I like kind of how that puts a bow on where we're at with the two queens.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you've led with passion before. Or I'm sorry. You've led with emotion before. Now it's time to get your foot in the door somewhere.
Yeah. And lead with passion and get that different perspective.
And the hangman's telling you, yep, look at it from a different perspective, not the emotional side of it.
But really, these houses are selling like hotcakes.
Yeah.
You could be in a brand new home today.
We're down to four. Oh, man.
Oh, wow. It's just moving. Hopefully, we'll sell out by the end of the show.
Not an ad.
Not an ad. We good?
I think we're good.
That's Queer's Corner.
I do want to, well, first of all, thank you, Tammy, for providing that question. Hopefully you can sell all 10 houses. You only got four left.
You only got four left. We're really moving these units.
I do also want to add that this is a joke because like this is a bit that Ben and I are doing because I don't know if there's any like compliance issues in the realtors. So this is for entertainment purposes only. If there's any regulators in the real estate market that are listening, we're actually joking. We're not selling houses for Tammy.
But they are going like hotcakes.
Yes.
All right, well, all 78 cards just fell on the floor, and we picked them back up quickly, so there might be a reversal here. I don't know. We'll find out. If so, Alan Oaken's here to guide us.
Thanks, Al. But also comment on the Facebook group what dropping your cards means. I'm sure there's some meaning or some mysticism behind that.
Oh, yeah, somebody knows for sure. Have we gone? Are we there yet, or are we going?
Where?
To the card of the week.
Oh, we haven't gone yet.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Now I feel like I can shuffle.
Now you can shuffle. While Ben is shuffling, although you kind of just had a little shuffle on the floor.
True.
Just a reminder that the card of the week is for everybody, not just the queerant. So,
and not just the lols.
It's literally for everybody.
Yeah.
Random passersby. So unplug your headphones.
Share the love.
Share the love. Connect to your Bluetooth speakers.
Buy a house. Invite your friends over.
Get a sound system put in.
Yes.
From Bose.
Bose, not an ad.
Not an ad. And blare it from the rooftop, literally, if you're roofing.
Yes. And here we go into the card of the week. Flip. Not a reversal. Big buildup. Huge letdown.
Huge letdown.
Eight of Wands.
We've had this card before.
Have we?
No, this is the card that Maggie posted on the Facebook group and added Julia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good one. That was a good meme. All right. Tell us about it.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you can go to
the Facebook group.
The Facebook group and figure that out.
Facebook.com/group/amateur tarot is the link.
Again, reading from the Pocket Guide to the Tarot by Alan Oaken, our good old friend that fits in my back pocket.
He's back.
He is back.
Welcome back, buddy.
The Eight of Wands. Welcome to Julia.
Just home from work, joining us for Card of the Week.
It's about to be Virgo season, so it's, you know, it's coming out of me a little bit, sorry.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that
everybody's talking about their seasons this year, so I just thought I should.
I forgot that when Julia's involved with the podcast that we do, we're a...
Amateur horoscopes.
Amateur horoscopes. And also when Adam becomes the next host, he's a horoscope guy.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Maybe the two of them should start amateur horoscopes.
Oh my gosh. He's an Aquarius. Do Virgos and Aquarius work well together?
Do you know what doesn't work well together?
What are you, Ben?
Gemini.
Oh.
Wasn't that like you saw something that said recommended bad combinations?
Oh, for sure.
It was us.
So we need you to, so we're going to catch you up to speed. I don't even know what to do here. Look at awkward family photo is what I'm looking at right now. We have the Eight of Wands. And if you'll look at the Eight of Wands right there, you will remember the Eight of Wands.
Oh, I remember the Eight of Wands.
Good. You want to describe the Eight of Wands to us?
I don't know that I'm allowed to describe it anymore. I think I was,
we
people gave me trouble. Sticks. Looks like
8 sticks pointing in one direction, some longer, some shorter.
That was a very nice way of explaining it.
A pithy description.
Anyway, I'm going to read from Alan Hogan's book here, The Pocket Guide to Tarot. In some tarot decks, this card is depicted as a flight of arrows. In this card, the wands are flying through the air. This indicates that a great deal of creative potential is available. The meaning is clear. Obstacles are out of the way, so speed up your activities. This is a very favorable card if the situation in question involves enterprise and investment.
Tammy.
This is awesome. Buy your house now. Three left.
Yeah, we're selling houses on this episode.
Three houses left.
There's only three left. Julia just bought one. Sight unseen.
Take the situation in hand and do the best with your talents and abilities. This is also a good indication that a journey that furthers your goals and ambitions has the green light. The Eight of Wands may also signify that seizing the initiative in romance can bring positive results.
Ooh.
Move along, move forward. The creative impulse you're feeling is a good one.
Nice.
Gotta love those wands.
Gotta love the wands, even the short ones.
So, what's the advice for... Have we given the advice for this week? Do we need to say the... Julia's going to say it.
Go forth. Do it. Be adventurous and take risks, I guess, because it talked about investing.
We've also talked about how I used to be a licensed professional in finance and that I'm not anymore. So this is for entertainment purposes only. So don't take too many risks that you can't afford in investing.
Of course.
Right.
Sure. Sure. Okay.
Buy a new tarot deck. I don't know. Invest in the tarot.
Invest in the tarot.
Oh, that's good. Get your license back and we'll get a thing going.
Scout's honor.
If you need sponsorship, Amateur Tarot is taking bids for... What?
Oh, wait. We're sponsoring?
No. If you need sponsorship, you need us... Am I saying that
correctly? Yeah, you're doing it correctly.
You want someone to share your advertisement? I said that right?
We're really good at cold reads, is what she's trying to say here.
We will advertise for you.
That's right.
So invest in us.
I like it.
Invest in tarot.
So that others can invest in you.
Exactly. Julia is our legal counsel, our interim host, and now our salesperson.
Is that card of the week?
That's card of the week. Julia just danced. It plays in my head whenever we do this.
Just wait until you hear the new performance review song.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited. Is it going to be like techno? Is it going to be...
I was really hoping that you would guess it, but yeah.
Thank you again to Tammy for your question.
Thanks to all the Lols, too. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. Can we have a moment for the Lost Lols?
Yes. All right, that was a moment. Now, there's a lot of things that you can do between today and next Monday when another episode comes out. The most important... No, I'm not going to say that. A good thing that you could do would be to go to our website, amateurtarot.com. There, you can ask us your burning question, and we will solve it and maybe even do your job for you.
Right, and sell houses for you. If you also have a question, you can call our phone number.
314-325-6047.
Ben was just doing that while he was making eye contact with me.
So I know it.
Yeah.
I know it better than my own phone number at this point.
We're also on Facebook. That's a good way to get into the convo. You know, after every episode, they kind of post Maggie will post a GIF that corresponds with the episode. And then there's discussion that we pull our performance reviews from on that. And that's at Facebook.com/groups/amateurtarot.
We got to update the outline because it says Kevin TBD, but it's Kevin at Scouts Tarot.
Yeah, I've been gaining some followers. I still have not posted any content, so.
But you're thinking about it. Julia's on Twitter.
Oh, gosh.
You could have just leaned over. You don't even know your Twitter?
I don't know my Twitter handle. It's loading. Sorry.
It's at @jmatarez. @j_matarez. It's @j_MADARAZ for once a month profound thoughts.
Yep. That's basically it.
She also follows @ScoutsTarot.
I do.
Which I haven't tweeted yet.
I don't have a Twitter. I have a website at makingallthisup.com where I post thoughts on productivity and passion projects and making stuff happen, like the Eight of Wands. It's like the Eight of Wands website at makingallthisup.com.
Did you just call it the Eight of Wands?
I didn't know. I said the Eight of Wands.
You said the Eight of Wands.
Everybody's thinking it.
This show has never been dirtier.
All right, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
But give us a good one. Base it on your remembering, your fond memories of past episodes, not necessarily this one.
Yeah, rate 5 stars. Just do 5. It really helps us.
And write a small review about your memories, your fond memories of past episodes. Maybe think back to Brian when the show is much cleaner.
Item number 9 is...
thank you, too. And this week, we're thanking soccer.
Oh, yeah, it's a big week for soccer in St. Louis. Wait, did you not know this?
I just said it.
St. Louis.
I do not believe you that you just said that. You had no idea.
I'm now remembering, like maybe it's subconscious, because now I'm thinking back, because there's like a USA game here, isn't there?
Yes. But we got a soccer team in St. Louis. 2022 is when it's coming. They announced
it. Oh, really?
An MLS team.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it called?
They don't know yet. They're focused on like getting the team first. And
all right, we'll get back to you. On the August 24th, 2020, we'll get back to you.
I hope it's the St. Louis Temp Tags. It's my personal favorite for the Dark Horse.
We'll put it in the hopper. And finally,
spoiler alert, magic is real. In some tarot decks, this card is depicted as a flight of arrows.
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome home. You made it in time for card of the week. Here, you can come.
Do you want to come in for card of the week?
I'm giving Ben trouble because I gave him one thing to do. I put it right in front of his desk.
Yeah, but then I moved it.
And then he didn't do it.
That's
put it in front of your keyboard.
Yeah, but then I got home and moved it.
So there was absolutely no... I even brought... part of it in here that I didn't need to bring in here. And then you moved it and didn't do it. This is my life.
It sounds like me and my mother, too, because I definitely do that. It must be a podcast host thing.
Yeah, it's a podcast host thing. You wouldn't understand.
Let's pause and let's do it. Are we putting the GoPro into the waterproof case?
No.
Oh.
She wanted me to light the candle.
Oh. It smells fine in here.
Do you want to do card of the week?
Come on.
Sure.
Yeah, we got her.
I'm so mad.